Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach on Camera. That's right, we're on camera. And I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman Hess, and it's LOBOC.
And with
David Yabes.
There we go. How's that for a slick introduction? And we're going to be talking about something that's absolutely, there's a pandemic of a virus, but there's another pandemic out there, and that's bad Zoom etiquette. And we're going to be talking about bad Zoom etiquette, which is all over the place. It's a global problem, I'm sure. I've experienced it. Lois, I know you've experienced, correct? Bad Zoom etiquette?
Absolutely. That's the topic for today.
So tell us, what's been your experience on a Zoom conference call, and what's your examples of bad etiquette?
Okay. First, I want to put a disclaimer. I don't think I'm fabulous. I don't think I present well. My Brooklynese voice and my hanging chin is a problem. I get it. However, there's a bit of common sense that people don't understand on Zoom that is driving me crazy. First of all, I'm on Zoom calls for, I'm on the board of several companies, nonprofits, social meetings, museum tours, social gatherings. And it just drives me crazy that when someone says a meeting is going to start at 7 o'clock or whatever hour they give, then all of a sudden certain people don't join in on time. And, oh, let's sit and wait. Three more people RSVP. And then we sit and wait. And like, you know, tick-tock, I've got other things to do. Even if I don't have anything to do, I'd rather read a book than look at 40 people picking their nose, eating their sandwiches, having their kids race around. I can't stand it. So then the people get on, and when the latecomers get on, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi, David. By the way, did you get me that shirt I asked you for? Or how is your mother? What happened to me? David took me off.
I think it's a signal issue.
David purposely took me off because
of No, I didn't do anything.
And how's your mother? And your daughter is so great. I saw her in the park yesterday. It drives me nuts. I mean, don't people realize they're on a, whether it's a personal or a business meeting, it's like, shut up.
I agree that, first of all these side conversations are very annoying. Plus, Zoom has the ability to kind of separately mute people. So if someone else is talking and someone else is talking, then it shuts somebody else down. So then you can't hear what's going on. So, I mean, unless one person kind of runs it and you kind of go back and forth through that one person, or you literally raise your hand and get called on, anything other than that, unless you're just like two or three people like we are, which is a little bit easier. But when you start having 5, 6, 7, 15, you know, 30 people, you got to raise your hand. You got to wait your turn. Or you have to say less, because it's just impossible. I know this is something that also bothers Lois. Even though, like, I can hear everything that's going on right now, if I do this, this bothers you, right? Because you can't see me anymore.
Oh, yeah, because you constantly interrupt us, and you're, like, going on and doing another activity. The Today Show is calling you.
They call me. I have to take that
call. Ice cream is in the freezer. You know, we're, like, second-class citizens. And, by the way, we have David Neves with us, and he's the operator. I mean, this could be a lot sloppier if David wasn't here.
It's hard to believe it could be sloppier than this, and that's what's so amazing about all this.
I got another thing that also drives me crazy. Now, this is not the Jimmy Fallon show that I'm watching, you know, several times a week when I'm on Zoom. You know, it's not Steve Colbert, but we're listening to someone give a pitch about something, and their dog is barking in the next room.
Oh.
Their babies are crying. And I'm wondering, excuse me, you have a significant other, you have a partner, you have a wife, you have a husband, you have a maid. Why are they not courtesy of what's going on? Why are we, like, the Zoom meeting, like the second class citizen of the household? Do we have to know that you're so fabulous that you've got grandchildren over, or you got a kid over, or you just had a baby? I mean, give me a break. I mean, you're
well,
here.
Well, it's also, to me, it's how many people during a business meeting pick up their pet and now introduce the pet to, you know, like, that's okay if you're doing like a fun, you know, birthday thing. But if you're doing something that's relatively serious, all of a sudden you know, the dog is part of the event. It's like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay.
And this, by the way, whether somebody has been out in the business world or not, this world is all about them and me, okay? It's all about, you know, everybody is like, pay attention to me, pay attention to my life. If I could have a nickel for every time I'm on a Zoom and someone starts a meeting like, you know, I'm not saying this because he or she is my grandchild, but oh my God, I don't want to hear it anymore. I feel like saying, no, your kid is average. They're wonderful and healthy. Shut up.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'm going to lose.
That would be bad. That would be bad Zoom etiquette also. Just tell the person to shut up. Just, I want to make a disclaimer here. We're not recommending that behavior for anyone out there. But it is true that on Zoom, you really have to wait your turn, raise your hand or something. This talking over each other is good. And also coming late to a Zoom, let's face it, you're not stuck in traffic. Parking wasn't a problem. You're in your home. If it's a 1 o'clock Zoom, I think we could all be there a minute or two before one and then go on. So I think that's part of it. Also, don't set your backgrounds up while the Zoom is going on so that everybody's watching you change through different virtual backgrounds. Or all that stuff is really uncool.
Then another thing that people do is like they do this.
Oh my gosh. That's the huge problem.
I want to do this because I have a hanging neck. So from now on, this is the way I'm going to appear.
I like when there are two people. What about when you've got two people in the same Zoom and they're standing like one's here and the other one's on the other side and you can't see either one of them. It's just all you see is the middle part and the two of them aren't close. You know,
David, you just were rude. You went off and we only saw. Now, I know that certain people will never talk to me again. I don't know if I should be happy or sad about it after they see this thing. But it's crazy the things I see people do. Now, one woman also, after she finished talking about her son and Austin with his tattoos, and he's a first responder and he's fabulous, then once they started the meeting, this is what she did during the whole meeting. She didn't pay enough attention to the meeting. She's like, and I'm like, lady, are you for real? Now, I understand emergencies, okay? I have a lot of people that are calling that want answers right away. So you're just like kind of like, you know, if you're not speaking, I'm like typing on my phone now. But don't be rude. All right, there's emergencies. I understand something happens. A kid fell down, you know, a dog, you know, got loose. I get it. But this is continuous. This is
and
like
then, and of course, if you can't stay and actually pay attention, then you really need to go with, you know, just put up a picture and do it that way. So at least you're not distracting. Now you've got a picture there.
Yes.
People know who you are. You can now walk around the room, do your business. If you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, you come back. It all works. But for us to see you leave and have a big empty screen or watch us or we see you pick your nose, that just is not cool. So I would say that's your backup plan and it works just great and it's proper etiquette.
Tell you, the best Zoom meetings, and believe me, I'm not on the payroll, is Shelley Palmer. He's got a guy like David, that's why we thought of David, that sits there, and if anybody has bad behavior or is a distraction, Shelley runs a big business. He is not interested in people that have another agenda, whether it's personal or business. His operator then takes that person and puts their name up. Go do what you want to do. You don't have to pay attention to us. You know, we're not the only thing happening in the world, but he doesn't allow it. When you look at a Shelley Palmer Zoom meeting, it's all professional people that look like they're interested, whether they are interested in the topic. It is real. It just makes, it just energizes the whole thing. But if you have people doing other things or, you know, they're like this, I mean, it just ruins the meeting. And then wait a minute.
David showing.
Then I love the newcomers to Zoom. This is what they're doing the entire, and believe me, I'm not a Zoom expert. They're like.
Well, I love they come on
and
they're in mute. screaming to them. Everyone's screaming, unmute, unmute, hit the unmute button, the microphone, the microphone. Screaming and yelling.
I mean, they're going like, yeah, this is what they do the whole meeting. Now, look, I don't know what I'm doing. And there is a case like that. But it's the same people that do all the time. They're like, instead of paying attention to what's going on, it's their grandchild's birthday party. I came on to be a part of their, you know, happiness. And this is what they're doing the whole time.
Yeah.
I said, why am I wasting my time? Now, of course, let's color me intolerant, a bitch, and just, you know, old. Okay.
And everybody should also try to look good. I'm not saying, well, from here down, you can do what you want. But from here up, you know, try to at least comb your hair if you have hair. Or, you know, just do it. Yeah, like David.
I was on a meeting with a woman yesterday. She's a curator. She's fabulous. She's gorgeous. She really is beautiful. She's thin. She speaks well. Everything that I'm not. And then she had like this one hair sticking up like the... I was like, what is with that hair? I mean, I couldn't.
I mean, people show up to a Zoom meeting, like, and I'm saying a business meeting, yeah, like they would never show up in real life. I mean, like with a torn undershirt or like, what do you, you know, this is how you're going to meet me with a, I mean, like, I know we're in this terrible situation, but come on, put on a shirt.
You could be relaxed. You could do a lot of things, but yes, brush your hair,
brush your hair.
You know, I mean, do something. I mean, do your best. This is the best. Feel sorry for me, but
yeah, this is my best too. A little sad.
I have no idea, you know, some of the things that we see. So again,
I mean, I literally shaved for this. You know, I normally, a lot of times, like I said, well, I'm doing the Zoom better, so I shaved. I mean, you know, even though it's just us and those that are out there, but I felt like, you know, I'm going to meet people. I should at least shave. I don't know. I think we've given some important information. By the way, this is a very good time for you to mention our sponsor. That Lying on the Beach on Camera, LOBOC, is sponsored by Handle Stick. And Lois is going to demonstrate it right there. Let me point out that the Handle Stick is the must-have phone accessory that adds stylish jewelry and usability to your smartphone. And just keep in mind, it's just that little piece that's added right there. So you can attach it to any case or directly to the phone. And then once you have it, it's a great way to carry the phone. It also lets you set up the phone for one-handed use, but also as a kickstand, so it can be portrait or landscape mode, like Lois is going to demonstrate right now. And yes, you can wirelessly charge through the Handle Stick. So there it is set up, so you can now stand it up for all sorts of things. It comes in more than 40 styles, including animal prints, lots of colors, fun glitter, sophisticated carbon fiber patterns. And the Handle Stick starts at, David, what does it start at? What's that starting price?
$10.
$10, right. It starts at $10. You see, advertising works. If you want more information, go to handlenewyork.com. That's H-A-N-D-L, New York, spelled out, .com. And get yours today.
Wait a minute. I have a scoop.
Ooh, we got
David,
scoop.
David, spotlight me. I have a scoop. But try to get rid of this here.
All right.
So my scoop is, not you, David, me.
Oh, sorry.
So my scoop is that I heard through reliable sources that Handle is coming out with customized, personalized sticks, just like this. This is the way the handle comes. And you're going to be able to put your name on it, or you could put what, you know, whatever you want. You could inscribe. It's just going to cost a few dollars more. And or there's going to be licenses from sports teams, you know, other brands, and look for that in the next few weeks. We'll let you know. But, you know, a reliable source told me about it.
I love it. That's great information. And notice how the good use of Zoom there, where we have the demonstration going on, all that. It all fits into good etiquette on Zoom. And Lois, of course, is the model example of perfect Zoom etiquette. Thank you, Lois, very much. So I think we've covered this topic. I hope people at home will take this seriously and will now approach their Zooms with a little more finesse, style, grace, and manners. And I think we're good. Do you agree, both of you?
Yeah.
Yes. And okay. Any hate mail, send to David Neves, N-I-E-V-E-S. He handles
all of our hate mail. He's very busy. If you want more information on anything we talked about here, contact David. Okay, so once again, I'm Steve Greenberg, and I'm with
Lois Whitman Hess.
And
David Nieves, live from Scranton.
Beautiful, live from Scranton. This has been Lying on the Beach.